love it. I love it.
Represent your school and join the countdown.
What's that sound? It's ROG.
Duh.
Be a part of the countdown and vote your favorite artist on our redefined NG poll.
Keep it locked.
Hello guys, you're welcome back to the Redefine NG. It's a beautiful day at City of Lagos. It's kind of cold, but I'm loving it. It's amazing. And I have here with me, as usual, Christopher and Itoan.
How are you guys?
Yeah. Hello.
So, like, how do you guys feel? I mean, I feel very chill. I'm loving the weather 100%.
It's not raining.
It's not hot. Like, I can't deal with heat.
But then it's extremely cold.
Extremely?
So, yes, somehow. I can't believe that adjective.
Extremely is not what I think.
Okay, not extremely.
I think it's just cool. Like, it's not cold. It's just, like, a chilly weather. It's, like, calm. It's weather for two, but then, like, I don't even want anybody beside me. It's, like, I'm too hot for that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Are you sure you're not trying to be me here?
Because
that's literally my line there.
That's not your line. You're not. You're like looking for someone to. Don't do that.
But then you're here, bro.
What I'm saying is that I'm comfortable with the weather. It's like the best
fam,
weather ever.
On our way here, you're literally trying to hold me. I'm like, fam.
Yo, you said you were in the front. Yeah. I don't even. That is so untrue. You were in the front seat. I was in the back seat.
How exactly.
Was
like so
you're just trying to give me a hand or something.
House.
I'm like, yo, you chill.
Lagos, he's telling so much lies right now. Like, hold on. No, you need to explain this. How does it work?
You're trying to give me your hand.
No, the thing is,
she's literally always trying to form hard guy. I don't need anybody.
Hold on
but
for a second.
The weather made you put out your hand there.
That's
why I love this weather. It's literally making hard guys become soft. Guinea car.
You are such a liar. You're not going to say anything, Itoan.
Nah, Itoan is on my side on this one.
She's on your side because you're lying.
Oh.
Are you on his side?
I'm in the middle.
What do you mean you're in the middle? He was in the front. I was in the back.
Shout out to all our listeners. And by the way,
he's my boyfriend.
Remember,
is listening. Don't even do that. Like, I'm not coming with him.
Nigger,
so I'm not with
your
either.
Girlfriend was trying to hold my hand.
I don't even understand. What are you telling these
but
lies?
Ginika, guess what? Christopher has a girlfriend, actually.
Okay, so why is he lying against me?
So the ladies listening, they are trying to lie against me. What? Girl, what?
You're unbelievable. I'm done with you.
From University of Lagos to University of Benin, Babcock to Covenant, this is the Redefined Countdown.
Connect with us on Twitter and on Instagram
at Redefined NG.
Once again, you're welcome to Redefined NG. And it's your wonderful station where you can listen to good music. We're promoting artists from universities, upcoming artists with like different vibes, different genres of music. And this is a really fine countdown number 10.
Last week was so exciting. Electric was in the building.
Yeah, he was here with
when
us.
When he put out like his freestyle, people were like, wow.
It was amazing.
Wow.
Like, he killed
Electric
it.
Is
yeah.
very,
He's so
very
talented.
Good.
Someone commented when the person started watching the video and they saw Electric, they were like, ugh. Can this one even spit out anything?
He looks soft.
Plus the glasses thin
exactly,
and
he looks
everything.
Like a nerd somehow.
He looks like a cute nerd. I thought he was cute, but then like he just spat fire. I was like, whoa.
He was literally prepared.
That's mad.
Well.
It's something right though, because number 10 today is a song. It's featuring TDD.
TDD, yeah.
Yeah. I know about the TDD gang. It's like two people, a rapper and a singer. I think Josiah and I don't remember what the other guy's name is,
Kid, the actor, or something like that.
Yes. So they've done a lot of singles on their own and they've been doing well. But then this song "She," they did with Electric.
Electric.
It's a really, I love the
song,
vibe.
Trigger.
Exactly.
Of the song.
It's with Electric and it's like.
Okay, I feel like Itoan has caught some vibes from the. Anime.
But the thing is that when Electric was here, she wasn't doing all these things.
She was like onlooking, like I don't see him. He's
exactly,
not there.
Exactly.
Oh, you guys want to do this today again?
Exactly.
Again?
Always on you, man.
I mean, it's pretty obvious. We can obviously tell that's how you were.
So
like,
let's head straight
so
to the countdown.
To be on my side.
No, I don't. It's not a matter of being on anybody's
no,
side.
No
yeah, that's the theme of today. You're on your own.
Yeah. Okay. So perfect. We're just gonna head straight into the countdown.
On number 10, Electric featuring TDD. She.
It's time for number 10.
Number 10. justice has been served.
Do what she wants. I got a time of the day. Wanna make sure she don't run. Got a body feeling warm. She sent me to put her on farm. Yet that girl, she's scored. And there's more in store. So back it up, you got to. Back it up, you got to. Back it up, you got to. Baby, follow your leader. So back it up, you got to. Back it up, you got to. Back it up, you got to. Baby, follow your leader. Lean on my shirt, sauce in my cup. Girl at the party, she wanna light it up. Man looking hip, out the right I hop. Daddy with the sauce, daddy looking like a pup. She got all the class, yeah, she treat me like a teacher. I'm getting the message cause her body is a preacher. These boys stretching out, they be trying to reach her. She's snapping her fingers and I'm gonna take a picture. See my drip, drip, hope that you don't slip, slip. Move your hip, hip, ride me like a whip, whip. Take a sip, sip, make your mind go skip, skip. Take a dip, dip, make your head do flip, flip. Came in with the whip and I'm leaving in a bike. When I double tap cause I know that's what you like. Wanna hate, they can go and take a hike. Yeah, that girl, she a score, but I made the strike.
She never wait for a man. She wanna do what she want. I got a time of the day. Wanna make sure she no run. Got a body feeling warm. She sent me put her on phone. Yeah, there she is gone. And there is more in store. So back it up, you got to. Back it up, got to. Back it up, got to. Baby, follow your leader. Back it up, got to. Back it up, got to. Back it up, got to. Baby, follow your leader.
Trying to take me out for a party now. I've been feeling cold, got a body now.
And that was Electric featuring TDD She. Yeah, it was an amazing song.
Yeah, true that. So we're heading straight to our number nine. Kobe Wolf featuring Daddy 99. Kobe Wolf featuring Daddy 99, yeah.
Blood, sweat, and tears. It sounds like a movie.
How does that sound like?
Blood, sweat, and tears. Nigerian movie. Patience Ozokwu, maybe Rita Dominic or something, and Bobby Manuel, and then Bob Manuel falls in love with her. It just, I don't know, it just sounds like a movie to me, like an African magic movie.
Really? What do you think about the song you told her?
I agree with her actually, because yes, blood, sweat, and tears, guy.
But I hope the song would give us a better idea.
When I heard the song, I actually thought it was like a soundtrack from a movie.
Okay, what did I just say?
All right, let's listen to the song. It's actually XOE featuring Nessa.
Yeah.
Blood, sweat, and tears. The name is deep.
Very deep, bro.
It's time, number nine.
Into the darkness I did, couldn't tell things apart. Oh, I left with a scar, I don't know who you are. Is this what my life has become? Pondering all about the things that you've done, things that you said you were done, and promises to keep but you could've. It's a battle within, it's a battle within.
chillax. Take two of these and call me in the morning.
This is the Countdown, Redefined.
So that was XOE featuring Nessa.
Blood, Sweat, and Tears. It sounded so deep though. Like, yeah. The beginning was just like, oh my god.
And it was just Nessa actually. XOE is actually
a producer stroke DJ.
Oh.
So he literally brings people to
kinda
jump
like
on the song.
What's the name of this guy? Calvin Harris or something? What's his name? Mm-hmm. The guy who does AVG.
I think Avicii.
What's the name of this? No, not AVG. What's the name of this guy who does. Who's like always? Who's
DJ Khaled?
No, oh my god! I can't believe just
DJ Khaled brings people to jump on his song, and he doesn't say anything.
He's like a producer, and he did the song with Rihanna, the one that he said, the one that she was like, lightning. This is Calvin Harris. That's Calvin Harris. Yeah, he kind of reminds me of Calvin Harris. That song is. Has that vibe about it.
And it's
when I was talking to XOE, I literally told him that when you bring people to jump on your songs, there should be like that tag, you know, like DJ Khaled. We have DJ Khaled or something.
And Larry
because
Gaga. Larry
exactly,
Gaga.
People when they see XOE, they don't actually know you're a producer stroke DJ. So they're expecting someone else to be on the song. Yeah, so that's what I talked to him about. By the way, shout out to XOE and Nessa has been doing this for a while though, but
yeah,
she's
did a good job.
She's kind of low key,
and she has
key.
A very nice voice.
Yeah, very nice. That's the most amazing
it's
thing
very
about this song. You know, literally our first playlist, we talked about female artists not coming out and everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when we put out that our artwork, Submit Your
songs,
I got a lot of songs from ladies. So there are actually ladies out there looking for a platform for them to come out there. You get?
I think
heading,
it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's true. So we're heading straight to our next song, Kobe featuring Daddy 99.
I know.
Let's
Kobe see what he knows.
It's time, number 8.
And you shake a little thing on me. Shawty wanna grind this, she grind me. See my ride or die, then we come through like this. That's your girl, she wanting me. So that you shake a little thing for me. Shawty wanna grind, so she grind for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. See,
that skin, mama, me, I know. Chocolate, we are not, girl, me, no. Dark skin, mama, real. Like jump shot, a baby girl, I feel it so nasty like cum shot. A baby girl, you keep me hard on in a gunshot. And when you come close to me, put it down. A baby girl, you be my queen, you know you wear the crown. A baby, yeah, you know I'm gonna make you never frown. Your life in every day, you know you feel like a brown chocolate. Milato, milato, baby girl, me and you, we go do it, take it slow. Yeah, you do it all day. Dark skin, mama. Everything good, nice, everything classy. Left, fake and licky, tum tum. But she glad on me and they go on top. And we do it slow, mo, shun, shun. And I tell her, baby, make her come through, yo. I say, fake and licky, tum tum. We do it in slow motion. Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention. It's your body be like container. That skin, mama, me, I know.
Okay.
That was Kobe Wolf featuring Daddy 99.
Okay, let me just say this real quick before like it fades out. It told him, this is for you, girl. The song was talking about dark skin, mama, like, me and no.
So, like,
you're
so.
Not,
Christopher,
I'm
like,
talking about you.
Light
I just
skin
say that.
Girls.
You want Christopher now?
No, I don't.
Nah,
want
bro.
Your
nah.
Wow, you
Christopher,
incest.
Defend me,
what?
Guys.
Incest. Ooh.
Don't you like light skin? Tell how you like light skin girls.
No, I actually like some kind of light skin. I don't. What is this? Is this orange?
Under the bus. Under the bus. I'm talking about you're being thrown under the bus. I just want to tell you that, like, the song talks about girls like me.
Okay.
Girls like popping you. Chocolate.
Okay.
Mela.
Okay.
Shout out to Kobe Wolf. He just dropped a new one, Bunker.
Yeah,
you all should check it out.
They're doing a good job.
Yeah.
I think
all the way from University of Calabar.
Like. Yeah, he's doing a good job. So big shout out to him on this for this track.
By the way, what do you think about the World Cup so far?
Peace and Nigeria's gone. I don't think anything about it. My country's out.
You didn't expect that? Why are you acting like all shocked?
I had high hopes. I wanted us to win.
I actually feel we should send out like a tweet to Argentina team to thank them for saving.
But they actually tried, guys.
A moment of silence for the failure of...
No. Do you know that if Nigeria actually didn't...
I mean, tears, you guys...
Yeah, Nigeria would have still faced France and it would have been brutal, like,
exactly, we should actually thank Argentina for saving us. We actually left with dignity, like, 2-1 is actually
something. And the match was just very, very, like, I'm so proud of Nigeria and still...
But I'm actually sad.
Tell me what you're proud about, please, I'd like to hear
it's just Victor Moses, oh my God.
How are you proud about Nigerians if you're... To Victor Moses?
No, apart from Victor Moses, they actually tried.
The Jericho guy?
Actually tried.
The Jericho guy.
Nigeria actually tried.
All of a sudden, Musa turned our Ronaldo.
You know.
They're just two goals.
Exactly. Okay. But shout out Messi, Ronaldo.
But then do you guys feel like that referee is racist somehow? Do you guys feel? Is it just me? Just the second handball. I don't know. I don't know about football.
The kingdom of God or something.
I feel like
the VAR thing.
Yes.
The what? I don't think we're on the same page as you are.
Exactly. I don't know.
Did you guys not see the handball? Did you guys
they already gave us a penalty for the VAR thing.
Okay. For the handball.
At this point, I kind of bow out because I'm not going to talk. Like, I don't know.
We've gone. But I actually don't know why our players are scared of coming back. For real.
They have to come back because they're scared. Okay, listen.
We're not coming out for you, man.
I saw this thing on Twitter where, Twitter is life. Because I saw this thing on Twitter where somebody I'm evil, obviously, so I understand, like, what he was saying. And he was talking about how he's going to put Mikel in the front seat, Moses in the two other guys in the second seat. And then he was talking about the keeper. He was like, the guy said, well, what about the keeper? He was like, that keeper should better not even come back.
I feel like he tried.
I'm talking about the thing I saw on Twitter. Like, that's not me. Nigeria is still.
I feel like we keep on trying.
Home is safe. You all should come back, though. We love you. We hurt you.
Apart from Igalo.
So let's head straight to our number 7 song, Bleezy.
Dance.
From
Unilog. Well, I think, I don't know. It's just, yeah, I mean. Bleezy, I don't know if he's been dropping songs lately.
True, that's school and all.
Yeah, I feel like he's been, you know, it's like a little bit of a wave for him. Like, it's getting a lot more difficult.
Yeah, he's trying to get his thing together.
Yeah, and
he's an engineer, like, yeah?
Yes, engineer.
Yeah, you know, like,
it's 300 level.
It's important that he does that.
Itoha literally has all the background info about this guy.
It's a good thing. Are you crushing on him?
No.
Does he like light-skinned girls?
Sure?
Yes, he does. You should know he likes light-skinned girls before you crush on him. Because they be thinking about chocolate girls like me.
So let's check out this one. Brand new dance by This Is Bleezy.
It's time, number 7.
Mastercraft on the beat.
When my baby do, said it's Bleezy, baby. Give me them. When my baby do, may she come outside. When my sweetie do, I beg you shine the light. Open the door, make her come inside. Open the door, said it's cold outside. Omo, and if you dance, I go dance. Baby, said if you whine, I go whine. Omo, said if you dance, I go dance. So ya dance, make her dance. So ya come, make me dance. Hey, said if you dance, I go dance. Baby, said if you whine, I go whine. Omo, and if you dance, I go dance. So ya come, make her dance. So ya come, make me dance. Omo, girl, you know your body bad. Valila, you know your body swell. Oh, leave them betters, make them talking trash. She believe you know, say I go treat you well. Oh, why you know that I'm a lover man? I like the things where you carry round. She leave them betters, make them talking trash. She believe you know, say I go treat you well. Oh, I'm a, if dance for the money. Baby girl, if you don't grind on my body, come on, if you don't whine for the crew, oh yeah, come with the dance, oh yeah, come take the money. Said if you dance, I go dance. Baby, said if you whine, I go whine. Come on, and if you dance, I go dance, oh yeah, come with the dance, oh yeah, come with the dance.
Shout out to Bleezy all the way from Univag.
It has a very Nigerian vibe. It has like the regular Nigerian
money, money. Bomb bomb.
What?
Exactly. It has that regular Nigerian vibe. It don't have. What
so
do you have to say about
have,
this song?
Girls don't have
I feel like the song is actually nice.
You actually love the song.
Yes,
but yeah,
I do.
The song's a great tune, but it's a regular song. But it made it to the countdown, so it's actually a good song.
Yeah, I think you know what, I'm just I think my mom said if you just let's not talk about that.
Shout out to all our fans. I have to say something real quick.
Okay.
You all should stop voting for your guys.
Exactly.
That's what I've actually noticed. Friends are literally putting on friends.
But then what do you expect?
That's the point of
so
redefining
point music, not friendship.
Not exactly.
Like, this isn't my friend.
Not my guy, not my guy.
Cut it out. Like honestly.
Somebody's actually guilty here, but we're not doing this
Someone's
today.
Guilty here. Exactly. You wanna come on the table? You're
nah,
shaking
man,
this table bigger. You should be careful.
Continue.
People in glass houses shooting through stones. You never heard of that?
Okay. So let's head straight to our numbers.
Six song.
Psycho YP.
Andale Ia.
I reached out to this guy and his producer this week, and he's based in Abuja actually. So we're trying to get him down to Lagos real quick. He's having a show in Lagos, so he might come through here.
Real quick.
It's time, number six.
Father, this morning I bring Nicholas before you and I pray, Lord, that you sanctify him. Lord, I pray, oh God, that your goodness and your mercy shall follow him. Son, he shall be decorated in your chosen career, in your calling this year, in the mighty name of Jesus. By favor and mercy, your life, your family.
Oh, that's
man, you know, we out here, YPC.
Yeah, little Surak with the Henny, I'm gone. I met your girl and she gave me a dawn. I see my people surrounded by fakes. That's why I'm taking shots in every song. I swear to God I ain't having it. Bringing the damage is black and white like I'm Jamal. Won't even lie, I don't go to the mall. Stacking and working till I get them all. Stacking and working till I get the cake. Promise my mama I get her a rape. Promise my sister I get her a crib. And I told my ex we should go on a date. Funny how things change up. Name came up, see you niggas on the chart. Pistol whipping in the car. Now they asking who we are. Underlay. Which of these niggas gon' die today? 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 Which of y'all niggas gon' first? Which of y'all niggas gon' piss me off? Make a nigga catch your body in the verse. And then your girlfriend try to hit me up. I was tryna sip the Henny in the red. My niggas jump mads like Jays. And I be on your neck like chains. The new shit make a nigga boy like plays. Oh my God, I was sipping on a Deuce on a Tuesday. I was feeling like Luke Cage. Different like I'm 2 Chainz. Different like I'm 2 Chainz. Oh, hey, really the youngin' is getting bad. Whipping and whipping, it's like crack. All of my women are real bad. For a fact, they got it. Stacking and working till I get the cake. Promise my mama I get a rape. Promise my sister I get a crib. And I told my ex we should go on a date. Funny how things change.
Shout out to Psycho YP Andale. I picked out one line. I promised my sister I'll get her a crib, and I asked my ex on a date.
But you don't have an ex, though. You have a girlfriend.
And you're
no
even
comment.
Ask
oh,
your
you
ex
no
on
comments.
A date.
No comment.
No, Christopher, you guys, Lagos, listen to this. Christopher has a girlfriend, and,
I'm sure
acting,
she's going to listen.
He be
to
out
me.
Here acting like he don't have a girlfriend, so he has to take for like. I'm sure she's listening.
And I'm sure
so
she's listening right now.
Yeah, so you have to either denounce her right now,
exactly,
or accept
I,
her.
I know how
and
girls
not
are.
Look at anybody else,
guy,
so
our friends are going to kill you.
Have you guys heard Drake's album?
Nah,
no.
Nah, that's not house don't work.
No comment about that.
What do you mean no comment?
Like, are you scared or something?
Yeah, like, if you say no comments, then you're automatically saying that you have a girlfriend, you just don't want to talk about it. So, Lagos, if Christopher comes to you on Twitter, Instagram, gets in your DMs, yo, kick him out, because he got a girl.
Exactly.
And, you know, what just
if they're actually female artists that I'm trying to reach out to?
Reach out to how?
That's different.
You can't like, be strictly business, bro. Business.
You think they want that?
So what
do you think
you
you're
want?
Hot sauce?
No. The thing is that
you got it.
You can't just come out all professional on them. You have to use like smooth lines and everything.
Oh wow.
Unless they won't give you the steady replies you get.
Bruh, you got a girlfriend.
Hey, no comments.
You got a girlfriend.
I'm keeping my private life.
You
private.
Got a girlfriend. What are you now? Kim Kardashian. You got a girlfriend, just so you know.
That's a quick rundown from number 10 to number 6. Then we're going to head straight to our top 5 for this week.
Yeah, I'm excited about that because these ones are fire. So number 10 was Electric featuring TDD on the track She. XOE featuring Nessa came up right. Number 9,
Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Number 8 was Kobe Wolf featuring Daddy 99. I know. Number 7, Dance by Bleezy. Number 6, Psycho YP, Andalay. So we're going to just do a quick... We already did a quick rundown. So if you're just joining us, you can join us for the rest of the countdown.
So we're going straight to our top 5. Fire trucks, trust me.
Number 5 is Ethel Rucka, Wonderland. Yo, as I said like this, Christopher took a deep breath. I don't know if you guys heard it. He has a mighty ass crush on this girl.
It doesn't even not talk to her. Like,
he doesn't. He's
hard guy, hard guy.
No, at all.
He has a girlfriend.
No, he's been crushing
on some girl.
And so, I'm sure she's listening.
So we're trying to get Ife here, but I've been thinking for weeks like
trying to get her
slick lines to slide
you're
in.
You're specifically trying to get her.
Christopher,
do
you know your girlfriend's probably going
to... You're specifically trying to get her here. When she comes, she's going to be on my side.
Oh,
in between Ito and
I. She's literally going to pick sides, dude.
You're
going to
be on the other side. Oh. Even if she's
going to be on the side, guy.
Where we can see your hands.
Well, shout out to Feroka studying law in Unilag on her level.
Yeah, she's doing good.
Well, how come I don't see her? Oh,
you're looking for her?
I'm just saying.
Okay, I should talk to her. I should find somebody who knows her and like ask her to beware.
Like, I heard she's like, actually really, really low
beware.
Key.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't know her, then like, I guess she's low key.
What are you trying to say?
You're looking for her, so like you haven't found her, so obviously
she's low key.
That's
so you
what
think I can literally track anyone.
Okay, but you haven't tracked her down even if you want to.
Found my tracked you.
You did? Okay. Let's not talk about that. You have a girlfriend, don't forget. Anyway.
So let's head straight to our number 5.
Yeah.
But first things first, we forgot to do warming silence for
I can't wait to hear this.
God. I'm talking about Nigeria fam, know what you're thinking.
Fire explosion.
Hey.
It's actually a very sad thing, trust me.
It is.
And you know, when we're on our way here, we literally saw trucks on the road.
Yeah, it was really confusing. I'm sorry that I have to come back to Twitter, but then I saw something on Twitter where somebody said that she's been in Dubai, she lives in Abu Dhabi, whatever, and she's never this is a country that is like booming with oil, but she's never seen a tanker or a truck on the road. So why do we have these things trolling us, leaving like, I mean, they're in, and then you see them trying to, like, they're trying to, what's it called, maneuver the road.
Since
after the Ojolegba accident, like when the tanker fell,
I heard there was another one.
I've been having these weird things about like bridges. Like, when I'm in the car, I'm literally like, should I calm down then? When the car should pass and everything, see, I don't want to lose my life in Nigeria, man. I think so. It actually. I don't want to get burnt.
You guys,
man. Imagine after getting burnt, you now go to hell again.
It was like a junior hellfire.
I don't have thoughts about hell. Okay, I'm thinking about heaven. Don't put those comments.
Me
with that.
Do you guys hear the voice notes where the guy was saying, where dumb man was saying, don't go out on these days? And what do you guys think about that?
I literally put it out there. Like, nobody should actually send me that stuff. I don't believe stuff like that.
What do you mean you don't believe stuff like that?
Because if you're going to die, you're going to die.
But you said you don't want to die in Nigeria. You're trying to like run away from this. So what do you, Christopher? You need to pick a side.
No,
you need to be objective about things you say. Like,
I'm not scared of death.
I'm listening to you.
You're not scared of death.
scared of death at all.
Okay.
But
that's awkward because you just said you don't want to die.
No, exactly.
Allow me complete. I'm not scared of death, but I'm scared of death in Nigeria. Death in Nigeria is not normal death.
I didn't know.
It is.
Wow. I didn't know that Nigeria had a brutal tingling to the death.
Fam, that's not death. The dictionary has to give us a word for just Nigeria only. Okay. And another thing, yeah, when I saw the video, they said like people were trying to reverse. How would you not want to leave your car and run for your life?
But
it's another thing when you've literally walked for the car and everything. Trust me.
What would you have done? What would you have done?
If I'm driving a Benz.
Oh.
What? Yeah, exactly. If I'm driving it, trust me, I won't leave it.
You would not.
You know the accident happened on the other side.
Yeah.
I'm gonna call my guys. We're gonna move the Benz to the other side. Trust.
Please, your guys. What guys?
Fam, do you know how life would be after losing the Benz? You would have wished for death. Ah, man, I can't risk that. Trust me, at all.
As much as I want to disagree with you, I have to agree with you because
exactly.
Yo, listen, I saw something on Twitter yet again. I think it was a Bobby Lomo. Somebody put something up on Twitter where he was following closely this guy in a band, and he was just praying in Yoruba and saying, I understand the people of Yoruba. So I was like, he was like, oh, these people, and they're driving these bands. God bless me. Yada da da da. The next thing, there was a police car that scratched this guy's white Benz. And do you know that this guy, this dude in a white Benz, came out of the car? And the police officer was dead ass at begging this guy. Like, anybody seen a police officer begging anybody? He was begging this guy. He was wearing a white kaftan, clean cut, everything. The police officer was begging this guy. Literally was like, oh God, I'm sorry, I didn't see. And I'm like, whoa, like money does talk in this country.
Trust me, I feel there's a spirit that comes with Benz.
I mean, if a dude pulled up in a Benz to try to talk to me, I think I'd run. Benz. I'm not even trying to, like, Yahoo and all these things.
But man, Nigeria should actually get better. It's actually not funny anymore. And when I went to Ambode's page, people were like, he doesn't read the comments there, trust me. People
were just ranting
that, sir, do something about it. He won't do. I feel the companies, they have something on the man. Maybe they're paying him some kind of money or something.
He's the governor, of course he's getting paid.
How do you, I'm tired. Let's head straight to the countdown.
Yeah. Number 5, Efe Oraka, Wonderland.
I think this will make me feel better.
Because it's from Efe Oraka.
Trust me.
Your crush.
Best Nigerian, listen to the song.
It's time. Number 5.
Out the blue, and I will follow you. I will follow.
Shout out to Firoka. That was Wonderland.
You guys, wait, hold on, you can't escape it. You guys, while the song was playing, Christopher's hands were not on the table. His hands are underneath the table.
What are you trying to say?
He had a facial expression of ecstasy on his face. So I'm just going to drop that there so that it's sinking so y'all can know who you're dealing with.
If you know,
Christopher,
you know.
That's the type of person he is. So, yeah. Just drop that there so that it's sinking. Dropped.
Is it just me or what we were talking about? This song was actually the perfect song for Nigeria. I wish Nigeria was a wonderland.
Okay.
I'm actually sad for this country, for
but
real.
But this is your country. What do you mean, this country?
I've been asking my mom, like...
You're definitely not anything but Nigerian.
Nigeria is making me ask questions now.
You're Nigerian.
I don't think so anymore.
It's almost like a... What's it? Like, I don't know now. Let me see. Like, what's his face? You know this Will Smith? You know how his son looks exactly like him?
Yeah.
It's almost like Will Smith's son asking his dad, "Dad, am I really your son?"
So you look everything.
You look like a Nigerian, so don't even get it twisted.
Relax. So this leads us to our next song. You know, literally, we had this theme. I've been getting a lot of artists that are not schooling in Nigeria.
But are Nigerians, yeah.
But they are Nigerians, but they are young. Very young, and now I can't blame them. If you have the opportunity to go abroad right now, wouldn't you?
I'll stay in Nigeria.
It's Libya, you know.
I love my Nigeria.
Is Libya not even?
What? Do you know what this is? Libya not even better than Nigeria.
Our country was looking Iraq lately, because day after day we're having one thing or the other. You know, after the Otedola thing, there was another one, like, the next day.
Yes.
Wow. It's really crazy.
I just feel like it's just joined.
Wait, you guys on Twitter again. So, Wizkid said, pray for Nigeria. Somebody said...
We've been praying for Nigeria.
Somebody said, if this is how you've been praying, you still be in Odua Leba by now. People on Twitter have 0% chill. It's crazy.
To be honest.
Oh yeah, speaking about F.R. Rocky's Wonderland, she has a Taylor Swift vibe about her. And I think her music is very calm and solemn. And she has like the guitar thing going on for her. Yeah. So like it's really cute and everything. And I really am looking forward to her releasing more songs.
Yeah, more songs.
Yeah, because I really
she's all about covers of other people's songs.
Yeah, she does these covers really well.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
you
true.
Know, that's also interesting.
I was on a page and Davido actually commented on her last cover.
She's pulling a lot of audience towards her.
True.
Yeah, so she's really good. So that being said, our number four,
Acre Woods featuring Obese.
It's called
MCM.
Man Crush Monday.
Man Crush.
It's time number four.
She calling me her man crush. She calling me a man crush, baby.
Yeah, my man crush. She calling me a man crush, nah.
MCM, I feel her man crush Monday. Baby girl, we met on a Sunday. You take your time, girl, you do things slowly. You take your time, girl, you do things slowly. We don't wanna know, girl, you find out, you know. Girl, come to my hood, then I'll show you the door. Me and my guys, yeah, we do things on the low. Me and my guys, yeah, we do things on the low. Ask a girl who are MCM. She scream my name, then she tell her friends. Me a bad guy, me no kiss and tell. Me and my guys, me no kiss and tell.
Yeah. So that was number four.
Number four, Acre Woods featuring Obese, Man Crush Monday, Monday, popularly known as MCM. Anyway, Acre Woods is interestingly in the at Art Institute of the University of Texas, something like that.
Yeah,
he's not even in Nigeria, and he's studying a couple of amazing things: cinematography, fashion
graphic designing, and photography.
And apparently, he produces every song that he's ever like put out there.
That's super cool.
Mm-hmm. That's really interesting. And the
so
name
much
Acre
talent
Woods,
for one person.
Mm-hmm. And his name Acre Woods came from a story. His grandmother apparently used to read him when
Winnie
he was
It's just me, or it's actually funny.
And it's a cute story. He said that his grandmother used to read him Winnie the Pooh. And in this book, there was this, it was 100 acres of wood or something like that.
Yeah.
And he used to be terrified of it as he was growing up. But then now it's like, it just reminds him
guy.
Of his past and his,
guy,
you know, heritage and where he's been and where he's going to. So it's a pretty intense reason to, you know, to have a name like that.
Can you relate to something like this?
I can.
What's your name?
Guinico.
Blow my mind right now.
No, like I have this thing called L.A. Rutan, but it's actually natural spelt backwards. Yes, but it mostly came from growing up. My mom didn't let me use makeup.
Why?
She just didn't let me use makeup. Yeah,
it's
ironic because now
Nigerian
I'm so good
parents.
At it. But she let me use makeup for anything. Like she literally would like, and then I used to steal.
Wait, till now.
No, not till now.
I think
when
it's
I was way
just
younger,
Nigeria.
Like, even up until I was like 15, she'd be like, "No, don't do that to
what
your face."
You
understand what I mean? Yeah. And I was like so interested. Like I literally steal little pieces, like her lipstick. Maybe she had like two pink lipsticks. I'll steal one. So like her brown powder.
Omowobi right from time.
You know?
You
yes.
have been an Omowobi.
So she was always, I want you to be natural. I want you to always appreciate what you are as a person.
But this is the thing I actually don't get. She prevented you from using all the stuff. But now you're back to it. So.
No, she prevented me so that I could appreciate myself. I mean, as a young girl, sometimes you fall into the problems of like embracing what you're not. And she didn't want that. She wanted me to appreciate what I was, like in my natural habitat. You know what I mean? And
I
for her, it's like, don't use these things so that you don't forget. This is what you look like. This is what you're always going to look like.
I think
so
it's all Nigerian mothers. I think so.
Because
my mom too. Yes.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yes.
That was her reason. It was like.
Does she know you're wearing masks now?
How?
She wasn't saying don't use makeup like ever in your life. She was just saying not now. This is the stage where you want to appreciate your beauty and appreciate what you have, like as a natural, you know.
I actually don't see the point of makeup, to be honest.
Okay, Christopher.
Okay, Christopher.
I agree with your ancestors. I'm sure half the girls don't believe.
Unilag girls, they've changed my perception.
No, but
if I actually
about makeup.
No,
we're not
no.
About
let's talk
Unilag
about.
Unilag girls even use makeup on a normal day.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
They come out with masks.
No, going to class they go natural. Like I see most girls.
Let me tell you. The story, so
y'all can see that I'm not in this conversation.
There was this hot girl in my class.
Hot girl in your class.
Everything mad banging. She was always on makeup, but I used to value her back then because she was always looking lit.
What do you mean you used to value her? Like,
because
what is she? Like some sort of like gold? Or like some sort of like thing that like received?
Fam, she's like pure water to me right now.
Like why? How?
So I'll tell you a story. So we're having this exam. Like they moved it to 8 a.m.
Oh.
It was literally 9.
Oh.
And then everyone rushed. And then I was trying to get like a pen from my bag and I saw this girl. I was literally confused. I'm like, man.
Are you confused seeing me now?
Man. fam, she had dark lips. she had marks, deep marks. I was pained that day. I'm like, I literally wait for you to walk into class, and you're breaking my heart like this, man. Since that day.
See, when they say all that glitters is not gold. You didn't learn that?
True that. So anytime it's always telling me you're doing makeup, I'm like,
whatever, you've seen me on my natural.
She actually looks better without makeup.
Yeah, thank you. Everybody tells, oh yeah, you look better without makeup. Thank you, I know, but I want to use it anyway. Like, okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. So please allow us. Anyway, moving on. On to the countdown. Number three, we have King Malik featuring
Balls.
I think it's Balls.
I think it's Balls.
Balls. I think he was trying to. You know that thing people do on Facebook where they have Otterola as H-O-T-E-R-H.
Ito Hans friends. Why would you call yourself Ayomide and you start to
Ayomide? Like,
those are your people now. Those are your people. Don't try and deny them.
See how she's laughing, because you know they are people, right?
They're my people. Okay.
Anyway, so King Malik featuring Boz on Bows. The track
Games.
A Game of Thrones.
What?
Is it real? You only say you love me when I take you shopping. Is it real? Oh, is it real? Is it real? I'm looking into your eyes, baby girl, keep it real. Oh, keep it real. Yeah. I will do anything for you. Me go fast, me go free for you. About my one day job, but you think about paper. Girl, you know you got my heart, but you got me thinking still. Girl, is it real? Hey, I don't play these games. I'm too real for that, your backside. I can kill for that. I mean, the reason you will stand by me, man, is the magic stick and money, yeah. I love you, love you, love you. I go need you, need you, need you. And if you want the magic, baby, I go give you, give you, give you. I don't play these games.
King Malik featuring Boss Games. What do you think about the track, Itohan?
It's nice. Like, number three, actually, it like deserves.
Dinika, what do you think about the track? No comments.
Yeah, no comments.
So I'll tell you something real quick about King Malik. He's a producer.
Oh.
Yeah, he's actually a producer. Well, I literally don't know anything about this Boss guy. Well, we will try and reach out to him. Well, King Malik actually produced this track. Yeah, he produced this track.
Is his name actually Malik?
I think so. It should. What would you actually change from your name to Malik?
Malik.
Anything. It could be like an association with something or something.
No, Malik is a Muslim name.
It could be anything or anyone.
At all. It's very wrong to do that.
What do you mean it's very wrong?
Like, why would you change something that is not related to Malik to Malik?
But then Malik could actually be
a stage name for a reason. Do you think Wizkid is Wizkid in
But Malik very could be like
Wizkid
Malik
is Wizkid for a reason. He doesn't grow.
So King Malik is...
It doesn't...
Jesus Christ.
Are you serious? You guys are actually noticing that problem. He doesn't grow. I was literally... I'm serious. That guy is Wizkid. I don't get why you're laughing.
Okay.
Niggas been the same height since 2006.
You could be taking for like what's that thing called, slander of person. Like, you could be taking that
all.
Kid for slander
no,
of person.
I'm serious. That's why people, they've literally dropped the old thing that why is it with kid is old and everything, because he's actually a kid. He looks like a kid.
Okay so let's see, what about what artist now doesn't use your name?
Nasty C.
Yeah, so how do you explain Nasty C?
Because I don't know. So Nasty C is
his name
nasty?
Is David.
You have no argument. You have no nasty? Argument. Allow King Malik to have it's his name. That's what he wants as his stage name, okay?
Alright. So yeah. We're heading straight to our top three for this week. Top three. But we'll do a quick rundown from number five to number four. Number five, we had Wonderland.
Christopher's girlfriend, Ethel Raka. Wonderland.
Christopher's girlfriend, actually.
And we just listened to King Malik featuring Boss
Games.
Number four was April Woods featuring Obese, MCM.
Man Crush Monday. Right.
Yeah. And number two right now is XOE featuring Zira. Some nights I stay up.
When you heard the song, what did you think?
It had the Weeknd vibe.
Exactly.
Yeah, it had it reminded me a lot about the Weeknd.
XOE be pulling some DJ Khaled moves. Mm-hmm, like he brought Nessa to do Blood Tears.
Blood Sweat and Tears.
And now he's on the countdown again with Some Nights. Featuring Zero.
Yeah. So let's allow Vegas to listen to that.
It's time, number two.
Some nights, sometimes I drink way too much and I smoke just to feel like I'm in a fight. Sometimes I kill myself just so I can feel like I'm so alive. Just so I can feel like I'm in a moment with you. And I wake up and do it all again, I'm forgetful. Sometimes I drink way too much and I smoke just to feel like I'm in a fight. Sometimes I kill myself just so I can feel like I'm so alive. Just so I can feel like I'm in a moment with you. And I wake up and do it all again, I forgetful. Who the fuck needs trophies, money, feed the kids, nigga, give me that. I'm not a shooter, but I promise I know just how to send me at. Baby boy, Gucci sneaks, and I need my similar. That steak is medium rare, not rare, send it back, send it back. She got us going our separate ways. I promised her forever starting tomorrow. I know she won't be. So if I'm wrong now, tell me that I'm wrong. Let me know. Send us to the man the whole time. If you're all mine, say you're all mine. We've both been blurring the lines, we're so blind. Try, you see there's no time. I give you my all, so ain't nothing fucking left. You told me that you're leaving, I told you I ain't gon' cry, so I never wept. And I gamble with my life, so tonight I'm placing heavy bets. Some nights I drink way too much and I smoke just to feel like I'm in a fight. Some nights I kill myself just so I can feel like I'm so alive.
My lady mix like a panda.
Yeah.
Plus I got bras in Atlanta. I'm out in London, I'm throwing a bash. Pick up the phone and call cash. My lady mix like a panda.
Yes, she is.
Plus I got bras in Atlanta.
DJ Oreo, spin that.
Tune in and feel the wave.
It's ROG.
Heard that.
100% African.
100% young.
100% wavy. That's right. Everything exclusive on ROG Radio.
Me not really run streets, park, papa.
Me not
never come beat my locker. Feeling not the god, 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 god.
Nessa on the track, Blood, Sweat, and Tears. And then I Know by Kobe Wolf featuring Daddy 99. Then Bleezy, Dance, Psycho YP on Andelay, and FL Raka on Wonderland. MCM by Acre Woods featuring Obese. Games by King Malik featuring Boz. And number two, XOB again featuring Zira on Some Nights.
Shout out to XOE. Shout out to XOE.
And if you just joined us, you can always get these songs. If you just joined us and you didn't listen to all the songs that we put in the countdown today, you can always get these songs on their SoundCloud of these artists.
Yeah, and also we'll be posting like the playlist on our Instagram page.
Yes,
so
Instagram
you should check
and
it out
Twitter
at RedefineNG. So you should check it out. Quick one. We're meant to have a guest today.
Yes.
We're actually extremely sorry. Tochi Bedford, producer.
He couldn't make it.
Exactly.
The rain and everything.
It's actually not the rain. He had something to do in Port Harcourt.
Oh,
so
okay. He traveled.
He, his guys booked the tickets without telling him.
Okay.
So he had to go. So he actually really apologized. I'm like, nigger, it's fine. He's like,
no.
I'm like, nigger,
so
it's fine.
That's so cute. I can't wait to have him here. He's a really talented artist. He's a talented artist. That is why I can't wait to have him. Like, yo, chill out.
Really?
Chill out. Like,
really?
I'm not you, okay?
Okay.
Chill out.
Alright,
okay?
Alright. Till then, they'll know what I'm talking about.
All
right. I really can't wait to actually throw you, man.
Bye, Christopher. Anyway, Lagos. So we're coming to the end of Redefine Countdown Show for today. If you're trying to hit us up on Instagram or Twitter, it is at RedefineNG or on our Instagram pages. Christopher, what's your Instagram handle?
@IAM_2FJ.
Doani _
NO_Ginnick.
And also, if you're trying to get your songs on the countdown, you can send your songs over to our email address, redefineng@gmail.com. That's how to get your songs to the countdown.
Someone is smiling awkwardly.
Who? Me?
No.
Alright.
No, you. Anyway, so we're come to the end of the Redefine Countdown, and we're gonna leave you with our number one song, Bankia. She's a female. I mean, obviously she's female.
No. Let me do the honors.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So it's no longer Ifiraka now. It's Bankia.
So you guys, she's a HOE. Can you guys see that?
Like, all
right.
Leave this to me.
Okay.
Bankia.
Lagos is waiting for you. Please.
She studied music in Obafemi Awolowo University.
Okay.
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 So
she's pretty. I think she's pretty.
Yeah. She'll be back in Lagos next week. Yeah. She went to Abuja for shows and interviews.
Do you hear that laugh? In the background?
I've been stalking her.
No, it's called tracking.
Tracker.
We're trying to track our artists.
It's the same thing.
It's not we. You are trying to.
It's stalking somebody. Like, you're trying to track them.
No, I'm not stalking her.
So
even though I'm moving
like closely.
We're business friends.
Business friends.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah,
I can't wait to ask
friends.
Her some questions when she gets here.
At all.
And she's very cool, though.
Yeah. She's actually very cool. And everything is like moving so fast for her. She's
How do you know everything moving so fast for her?
Christopher.
Because I'm a tracker. Let me put it that way.
I reserve my comments.
FBI, come and get me, man.
I wonder what you go through when you get back home tonight. Your girlfriend is waiting for you.
Exactly. I'm going to text her.
No comments.
I'm going to text her.
No comments.
That's fine. No one is harassing. No one's asking you to have any comments.
All right.
Okay, so thank you, Lagos. It's been an amazing show with you guys today. We're going to leave you with number one song,
Banke Mirror.
Mirror.
It's time, and it's number one.
I like the way she talks and the way she walks. I like the way she flips her head too. I like the way she smiles and flaunts her clothing style. Maybe I should change a thing or two. That's not me, she says. You can't be someone else just because you like the way they look. When you're by yourself and not with someone else, do you like? He drives, he comes home late at night. Cheap deal, I wanna be like him. I love the way he smokes, with hopes that I don't choke. Maybe I should take a puff or two. But that's not me, he said. You can't be someone else just because you like the way they leave. Your own person.